This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Tens of thousands of Belarusian opposition supporters gathered for the largest protest rally in recent history in Minsk on Sunday. This as President Alexander Lukashenko rejected calls to step down in a defiant speech. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Russia has said it is ready to offer military assistance, if necessary, to Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko, as demonstrators held one of the biggest protests yet against his contested re-election. The protest in Minsk attracted tens of thousands of people, despite two deaths and thousands of detentions since last Sunday's vote. Opponents of Lukashenko say that poll was rigged to disguise the fact that he's lost public support. He denies losing, citing official results that gave him 80% of the vote.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron says the European Union should support opposition demonstrators in Belarus. Following their deal to normalize relations, the United Arab Emirates and Israel have connected telephone lines. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Israeli Communications Minister Yoaz Handel issued a statement congratulating the United Arab Emirates on removing the blocks.
This is a blessed and an important step, which is only a beginning of a long path and various opportunities to working together.
Also, Israeli news websites that had previously been blocked by UAE authorities could now be accessed directly online. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the deal is a sign that Israel doesn't need to retreat from occupied lands sought by the Palestinians in order to achieve peace. Yet the Palestinians say it puts a just resolution of the Middle East conflict even farther out of reach. I'm Karen Chamas.
For all the latest news whenever you need it, go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. In Somalia, militants stormed a high-end seaside hotel in Mogadishu on Sunday, killing at least 11 people and injuring more than two dozen more. Al-Shabaab claims responsibility for the attack, which started with a suicide car bombing. Reuters is reporting the United States has surpassed 170,000 coronavirus deaths. The southern states of Florida, Texas, and Louisiana lead the rise in fatalities. The U.S. has more than 5.4 million confirmed cases, the highest in the world. In New Zealand, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Monday delayed New Zealand's looming election after a renewed coronavirus outbreak hampered campaigning.
Having weighed up all these factors and taken wide soundings, I have decided on balance to move the election by 4 weeks to the 17th of October.
New Zealand, whose original election date had been set for September 19th, is battling a return of COVID-19, which last week forced the country's largest city, Auckland, into lockdown and ended 102 days without community transmission. Australia's second most populous state of Victoria on Monday reported the deadliest day of the pandemic, with 25 fatalities from the coronavirus and 282 new cases. It reported its previous one-day high of 21 deaths last week. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she is recalling the House of Representatives later this week to vote on legislation to protect the U.S. Postal Service. This follows the Democratic-led House Oversight Committee calling for the Postmaster General to testify at an emergency hearing on mail delays. This comes amid accusations he is gutting the U.S. Postal Service to help President Donald Trump win re-election. At a Saturday news conference, President Trump said mail-in voting is a mistake.
Universal mail-in voting is going to be catastrophic. It's going to make our country a laughingstock all over the world. You can't send out millions of ballots.
Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders said on ABC's This Week he is concerned the president is trying to defund the post office to prevent mail-in voting.
I am deeply, deeply concerned about Trump's effort to undermine American democracy by defunding the Postal Service. Now, that's not me talking. That's what Donald Trump said himself a few days ago. He said, look, I don't want people, millions of people, to be casting mail-in ballots.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushed back Sunday, saying the president is not going to interfere with anybody casting their votes in a legitimate way. U.S. Democrats are opening their national convention Monday, a four-day virtual affair with delegates and speakers scattered across the country. From Washington, via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.